Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Food Friday, October 25th. I'm Ray Graff. Halloween, less than a week away. And for those strong-willed individuals who haven't started already, it's time to start taste testing some of the season's treats. After all, for many kids, even the grown-ups, the highlight of trick-or-treating is not the masks, the costumes, the decorations. It's the candy. And in the studio with their Halloween specials, Tom Krause of Krause's Homemade Candy and Joe Serrata of Uncle Sam's Candy. Want to know how to make Halloween treats in your own kitchen? I don't know if they'll tell you. Give us a call, 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. And you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Candy today, chocolate, peanut butter, candy corn. We got it all after the news. Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. This weekend and into next week, many kids will be trick-or-treating from house to house looking for the best Halloween candy and those neighbors who let them take more than one piece. Today, we'll help you whip up some treats in the comfort of your own kitchen. From there, you can decide whether to keep it and turn the lights off or dish it out to those in the neighborhood who ring the bell. Joining us today, Tom Krause of Krause's Homemade Candy and Joe Serrata of Uncle Sam's Candy. For Krause's, it all started in 1929 when Alfred Krause brought his knowledge of candy making to the U.S. from Germany. He opened candy stores on Long Island and in Jersey. The art of candy making passed on to Alfred's son, Manfred. In 1972, Manfred and his wife, Jean, opened their own candy store in Saugerties. Their son, Tom, learned the trade while working alongside his parents. In 1986, Tom opened Krause's Homemade Candy in Albany. Uncle Sam's has been a Capital Region favorite for over 80 years. It offers homemade fudge, handmade chocolates, and, of course, its almond butter crunch, which we had in the break, and it's really good. It has two locations in Latham and Schenectady, and Joe Serrata has been there for this entire 80 years. He's very youthful, though. Not quite. All right, well, we'll get into that in a bit. The number to call is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. If you got a question about candy or chocolate or the new kind of chocolate, which is top secret, and we'll tell you about it in a minute, you can tweet us at WAMC Vox Pop or email us at voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number is 800-348-2551. Joe Serrata, Tom Krause, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Ray. Thanks for inviting us over.
Thank you for having us.
This is about the fourth time we've done this?
Yes, but I never tire of coming into this little box and eating chocolate with you.
This is getting to be a thing, and it's that time of year now when business picks up at the candy shops. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
This is exciting times. Now, before we get into everything else, I got to talk about this red stuff. This was brought by you, Tom, and you said this is the fourth kind of chocolate. What is this?
It is. It's being touted as the fourth chocolate.
What are the other three? We got white, dark.
Yep.
And
milk chocolate.
Milk.
You must be a dark chocolate lover because you didn't even remember milk chocolate.
Oh, no.
Is that true?
Milk is all right. No, I like dark better.
See, yeah. But anyway, yeah, milk, dark, white, the usual flavors. This is a new thing that's out in the world, and it just came out. It's called Ruby Chocolate. It's sort of a white like chocolate, but it's reddish.
Who invented this?
This is a Calibo creation, right, John?
Yeah, Calibo owns the beans. They designed the beans, from what I understand.
Genetically engineered chocolate?
Yeah,
kind of. No.
Not modified
genetically. No. We did no GMO.
Not genetically modified.
They pick the beans that are right.
Yeah, and they have a certain strain of beans that, you know, grow naturally, and then they farm them, and then they use them. They don't ferment the beans.
Okay, let's talk about that for a minute. Now, in my house, we had an argument a few weeks ago about white chocolate. My daughters and my wife said, oh, white chocolate, it's really chocolate. And I said, no, this is not really chocolate. And let's first get the skinny on that before we get into the fourth chocolate. White chocolate. Real chocolate, not real chocolate.
It is real chocolate, right?
No, that's wrong. No.
It is real chocolate.
Oh, boy. Which side were you on, Ray?
I was on the it's not real.
I think the problem is there are so many fake white chocolates that people have gotten turned off to white chocolate, and then they think it's all the same junk.
Very true, Joe.
And the real white chocolate is made with cocoa butter and from the cocoa bean.
It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
It's just hard to get unless you go to a place like Tom's or mine.
But in reality, your wife and yourself were both correct.
As always the case.
Which is really a good thing, unless
works out good
you want
for
your
the
wife
family.
To be correct, and that's even better.
Yeah.
But back in the 90s, there was no legal definition for white chocolate in the United States.
Right.
So you couldn't, back then, you couldn't call it white chocolate legally. But then in the late 90s, the United States government had the wisdom to come up with a definition of white chocolate. And it included, like Joe said, cocoa butter is the main part, milk, cocoa butter, sugar. And then we could legally call it white chocolate.
Okay.
And nothing really changed there, except for we could legally call it that way.
All right, fair enough. By the way, if you have a question about candy for Tom Krause and or Joe Cerata, give us a call, 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, which brings us to the fourth type of chocolate, which is sort of a, I'm a little colorblind, light maroon
kind of color. Kind of blush kind of
mauve.
Thing. Mauve. Mauve.
You say, Joe, you said this was not fermented.
Regular chocolate is fermented? Yeah, they ferment the beans, and then they put them through a process, and they mill the beans down, and they make, basically, you take the bean, and you get cocoa butter, which is the fat. You get cocoa solids, which is your, think baker's chocolate, the liqueur,
right.
And then there's a byproduct, which is cocoa powder, and they usually just throw that out, but then Hershey decided.
Good Lord. I would never throw that out.
You can make wonderful, hot cocoa with
it. We sprinkle it around the house.
Right? Yeah.
Yes, sure.
Makes everybody happy.
Absolutely.
So when you make chocolate, right, they take the cocoa butter, which is that fat, which is hardens up at, room temperature. That's why when it gets warm, it melts. It's the fat.
Right.
And then they use the cocoa solids, which is the cocoa mass or whatever you want to call it, liqueur, but it's not an alcohol. Okay, people get confused.
No,
it's
chocolate liqueur. Yep.
But it's the cocoa mass, the dark part of the bean. Now, when they make the white chocolate, they do not put that cocoa mass in it. They just use the fat, the butter, and they add the sugar and the milk.
Yeah.
What makes this
different from those things that Joe were describing is, first of all, it's a special bean that they've worked on for years. And it's red. It's a red bean.
It is a red bean.
It's a reddish.
So this is not artificially colored.
No. And it doesn't have any added flavors either. This is direct from the bean. And Joe was saying it's unfermented. Now, when regular beans sit out in the sun for a few days, and that's where they're fermenting. But this one's unfermented, and it allows this fruity note to come through. And even though the color looks mauve, It's totally natural.
I got to tell you, I'm a fan. Now, I know Joe Cerata from Uncle Sam's. You're not on board with this.
No, I think it's delicious. Personally, I think it's great. I just don't know that with the advent of the love of dark chocolate, everyone wants and desires dark chocolate. The darker, the better. How high is the cocoa content? Those are the questions we get. People want dark and less sweetened chocolate.
But they love white chocolate, too, and that's not even real chocolate, right?
I have bad news for you. White chocolate doesn't sell like it used to sell. And I blame a lot of that on the fact that, first of all, it's not dark chocolate, and secondly, people associate it with the imitation, garbagey, candy imitation white chocolate. And so it's hurt white chocolate. But today, there's only, like, say the total of all your chocolate sales equals 100%.
Okay.
Right? Dark chocolate used to be a much smaller portion. And today, dark chocolate is just growing and growing. And people, associate the healthy effects that it has for your body.
the waistline.
People love.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Don't laugh.
Okay,
the
fine.
Healthy effects.
by the gag. Okay.
Antioxidants. That's a different show.
it's like the black coffee, antioxidants. They're finding out certain things in there.
Right. But what about beer?
Beer
is very healthy.
It's good for you, too.
And it pairs with chocolate very well.
That's another show there. That's another show, Tom. Yep. So anyway, go on.
So I think that because of the growth of dark chocolate, it's hurt white chocolate. I don't see this catching on because that dark chocolate freight train keeps on rolling.
I love this Ruby.
It's delicious.
Tom, you stock it at Krause's.
This, the Ruby?
Yeah.
It's brand new.
Really?
We're trying to figure out what to do with it. I'm hoping I get some ideas from you, Joe.
Maybe the
callers.
I tried it. I liked it. Kayleen White, who answers the calls, came in, and you give it a thumbs up too, right? I kind of like the, you know, we were joking that you could make a peanut butter and jelly cup with this because it has a little fruit to it.
I'm seriously thinking that could be a great idea.
Really good stuff.
I kid you not. That was a great idea.
I think you could make tremendous chocolate chip cookies with this as well. With a little coconut, throw that in there.
I have to say, I don't excel at baking.
No?
No.
Well, one of my daughters likes to bake chocolate chip cookies. And if I tell her about this sort of thing...
Take this home
with
you. It'll never make it home, brother. Let's take a call before we take our first break here. 800-348-2551. Candy today on Food Friday. Tom Krause, Joe Serrata, and Galeb in Bennington. You're on.
How are we doing, guys?
Hey. Good. How are you?
Great.
Oh, I'm doing great. My question was, is there only the four types of chocolate? And with the Ruby chocolate, could you do a covered cherry?
I think. Oh. What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, why not a chocolate covered cherry?
You know what? This is a new, it's a frontier.
Almost anything you can do with regular dark chocolate or milk chocolate, you can do with this.
Now, imagine this, and I wish you had some there to try at home, but it's got a slightly tart
flavor.
Like I
said, I live in Vermont.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're going to start seeing this a little more all over because it's like I said, brand new. Yes, four types of chocolate. Used to be three types of chocolate, milk, dark, white. And, of course, there's all kinds of variations on those. But now they're coming out with this Ruby chocolate. But you know what? A cherry dipped in this, it's a little tart.
That would be a little much, though, right?
I don't know.
Give me a macaroon dipped in this.
If you added like a sweet syrup to it?
I think that sweet tart would work together myself. I don't think that's that sweet.
All right. Well, it's worked in my marriage for a long time. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Joe Donahue is here. What do you think? What's your verdict on the Ruby chocolate?
It's amazing.
I like it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can use this.
That's really good.
And thanks for taking all the candy because now the show will be over after the break.
No, I took a piece.
That's spicy
and
bark.
And I just thought it was the bark. And then Joe said,
it's got some spice.
It's spicy. It's spicy. It's spicy. And he's right.
That's the habanero butter spicy. Crunch.
And that's foreshadowing the next segment of the show. So, well, Joe Donahue was a real pro. Let's take a break. 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Candy on Food Friday. We'll be back. It's Food Friday. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. Tom Krause of Krause's Homemade Candy. Joe Serrata of Uncle Sam's Candy here to answer your chocolate and candy questions. And before we get to the calls here, Tom Krause, what'd you bring today?
Whoa, I have a pile of chocolate, which I usually have in tow with me. I've got pumpkin spice truffles. I've got chocolate-covered apples.
Stop. Pumpkin spice. Where do you stand on a pumpkin? I know people like it. You sell it. But where do you stand personally on the pumpkin?
I personally say everything in the world can have some pumpkin spice in it.
So you like the pumpkin spice?
I like my pumpkin spice.
I'll try that. And I'll be fair with you that I am not a pumpkin spice aficionado.
Okay, and that's it's fair.
We'll try that.
Fair enough.
What else did you bring?
Well, you know what? I've got assorted things. I have treats. Like for Halloween, we don't sell like something you normally would hand out at your door.
Yeah.
But we do sell things that you would hand to your favorite special people. Possibly some grandchildren, your children, some nice neighbors and things like that. Teachers. So we have witches' cauldrons. We have chocolate pumpkins. We've got little treat baskets with marshmallow pumpkins, which we make marshmallow.
Would you look at that?
You know, people love those peeps during Easter, kind of crazy. Well, we make our own marshmallow pumpkins.
By the way, what are peeps? I mean, you know, after Easter,
a phenom.
Someone leaves boxes of oddly flavored ones. I guess there's quite an exotic array of flavors out there. And they leave them out front, you know, maybe leftovers after Easter. They go fast. Somebody here likes them a lot.
Yes, they're not always admitting it, but
no.
Yes.
All right, I've had the pumpkin spice truffle. You know what? I love the texture. I love it's not too airy. It's not too light. It's got some density. Yeah. I popped the whole thing in my mouth, which was a mistake because I think it's a two-biter. No? It's really good. And it's not overly pumpkin. So I'm going to give you a thumbs up on that one.
Wow, thank you. You're very fair.
One of the things, I mean, I love going into Krause's because it's like a wonderland. You go in and there's so many different candies and each window.
Is it because you wonder whether we're going to be out of your favorite candy?
No. I mean, I only go in when I'm really in the doghouse. So you know, I'll go in, I got to buy some candy to avoid sleeping in the garage. And it never fails to impress.
Nice.
Now, you know, Uncle Sam's, it's been a while, but there was one on Albany Street. Is it still there?
We are still there. That's been there since the 50s in that location.
I used to stop in there when I worked in Schenectady. I take Albany Street.
We have figured it out, and that next year will be our 90th year.
Wow. And you've been there for about 70 of them?
In that location since 1957.
Wow.
Previously, no, not you. I'm talking about you personally.
Oh, me? No, yeah, I'm... Yeah, I look good for 90.
No, really. Know? How long you been with the shop?
I've
there,
done
Joe?
It for 27 years.
That's pretty good, 27 man.
27 years.
What have you learned?
Not a lot.
That dark chocolate dark chocolate is king, right?
Someone asked me, "Well, what do you do at the business?" I said, "As little as possible."
Oh, no. That's not
You're
true.
The ambassador, no. right?
Yeah, the brand ambassador actually. That's my title.
How about you, Tom? Do you are you hands-on all the time over at the candy shop or have you delegated?
I try to teach as many people to make candy as possible.
Yeah.
I generally put out fires, and so
not real fires.
Every
right?
once in a while, just 2 weeks ago, we had smoke coming out of our machine.
Ooh, smoked and, chocolate, right?
Yeah.
Smoked.
It's like you got lemons, make lemonade.
Yeah.
But I try to troubleshoot things, help people, and it's amazing how many new questions come up every day that you're making candy. It's never the same.
And you still love it after all these years?
I love chocolate so much.
Three generations at work, right?
Yep, and it's in my genes. It's genetic. Oh, it's in there.
That's great.
It's on your genes.
Yeah,
when it's you go on sometimes my genes it's dark,
right.
milk chocolate,
everywhere.
Your sneakers, your shirt.
Right.
Yes.
Joe Serrato, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be here all week. Tip your waitress. Joe, what'd you bring from Uncle Sam's?
Okay, so pumpkin spice, right? I only brought two things of pumpkin spice.
Okay.
One thing, actually. A pumpkin spice caramel. I didn't want to overdo pumpkin spice. But we have turtles. We have truffles. We make a fudge. And we do a butter crunch, too. Pumpkin spice butter crunch with, instead of almonds, we use pumpkin seeds.
Well, I love pumpkin seeds. That
cool.
might work for me. And I got to say, Joe Donahue was in during the last segment. And hang in there on the phones. We're getting right to the phones. And he was sampling stuff. And he grabbed... this butter crunch
treat.
That is here, and I love it. I had some before the show. It's a little spicy.
Yeah, I brought two kinds of butter. Well, we make a lot of butter crunches now. Our big seller is butter crunch, right? So we make a habanero butter crunch, too.
It's incredible.
Okay? And we put pecans on it instead of almonds.
Why?
And it's just a little sweeter nut, just something a little different, and a little bit of maple syrup in there, too. The other thing we do is licorice butter crunch. I have not made it yet. I'm going to be making that like maybe just before Thanksgiving. But it's a licorice butter crunch, and we put a black Hawaiian sea salt on top, and it's really
cool.
Did
you bring that last year?
I think I did.
I think it was good.
Yeah, it's really, really unique. And I'll tell you what, if you like licorice, you know, either you love licorice or hate licorice.
Right.
If you like licorice, you got to try it.
Our number here is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. Let's go to Steve in Middletown. Steve, you're on.
If you like licorice, you like the Grateful Dead. Right?
I was going to say the same thing. That's right. Some people really like licorice.
I got it. When are you going to retire so I can take your job, bud?
Oh, geez. You know.
Who, me?
Not today.
No, Mr. Grass.
I won't be retiring today.
I thought he wanted to be a candy maker.
No, but he does have a sweet job here.
Hey, very sweet. Everybody's a comedian.
Hey, 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 the honey. And the sweetness. Yeah. So, question for you. Why do we still call it cocoa butter instead of cacao? Obviously the word is cacao, why do we still stay with the cocoa?
Because we're not.
And I don't like white chocolate. It's not really white chocolate.
You see.
But it's.
Yeah.
It comes
from the cacao tree. It's a cacao.
Cocoa,
tree.
You mean? Or white chocolate?
No, the white chocolate, it has cocoa butter in it.
Okay. Why do we change the word and not just call it cacao?
Okay, so let's go back to Steve's first annoying question. Steve.
I'm fascinated. Ouch.
Is this a regular caller? Because
I think he's hit something here. Why do you call it cocoa if it's cacao?
But it is
because they've been calling it cocoa for all these years, and people don't like change.
Yeah, it comes from the cacao tree, but it's cocoa butter.
So that's what I'm saying is we can call it white chocolate, but it's not white chocolate. It's not actually chocolate. We can call things whatever we want.
That's very true.
I agree with Mr. Ray.
As I said earlier,
I like Steve bringing in the controversy, and so bonus points for you, sir. And do try the ruby. It's pretty good, man. Pretty good.
All right.
Thanks.
You guys have a good night.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
800, do you see? This is the kind of 60 minutes kind of action you get on this program.
I had no idea of the controversy.
That's right. He's our roving correspondent.
A little confrontation.
800-348-2551 is the telephone number. 800-348-2551. Before we get back to the next call, and Susan in Pittsfield will be next, tell me about the process for making butter crunch. You do a good job of it. I had your standard issue also.
Regular butter crunch. Okay. So it's sugar and butter, and it's cooked up to, depending on the weather, 305, 307 degrees.
Careful, Joe.
Yeah.
Those are trade secrets.
Yeah, well, you got to get it hot.
It's got to be different
and
for each place, though, right?
You got to keep on stirring it. Okay, and we have an agitating machine that stirs it because we used to do it by hand with a big wooden paddle, and this machine is much better at doing it.
You know, we have an agitating machine here at the station.
Oh, is that you?
No, it's Alan.
Continue.
I like that. So then we pour it out on a marble slab, okay, and then we put the chocolate over it and sprinkle some chopped almonds on top, and we score it, break it. Good. Flip it over. Do the same thing on the other side.
Very interesting that you say, somewhere between 305 and 307. Can we say 306 is where we want to be?
What do you do, Tom? Where do you go with it?
Wow.
You're not going to say.
I want to have a job tomorrow.
But no, wait.
Our temperatures, and you have to remember that he's probably using a thermometer that's his thermometer, and he's used it for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And my thermometer, which I've used for 20, 30 years, is going to read differently than his thermometer. And everything about my place is going to be slightly different than his place. And it really has a lot to do with the environment.
The terroir, as it were.
Yes, the terroir.
Barometric pressure.
Barometric pressure?
Yeah.
Yeah, you cook yours in the basement.
Well, that's true.
And that's going to change things.
We have a basement kitchen, right? So that's going to change things. Now, I'll tell you something. Anyone out there who has a well at their house, not a city water.
Yeah.
They have pretty good water, but, on some days there's a little bit of a rotten egg smell.
Yeah.
Right? And that's from barometric pressure changes.
Wow.
Okay.
The sulfur gets into the water because
you can smell it.
Does this get into your...
And taste it
more. Of course,
it
does not get into your product.
Do you have any sulfur candy with you
today? We don't use sulfur.
I'm wondering why.
No, we have filtered city water. I'm talking about something entirely different.
All right,
I just want to remind my listeners that Krause's does not use any sulfur water.
We have wonderful aquifer, Schenectady aquifer water.
All right, listen, guys. Before anyone gets into any more trouble, let's go back to the phones. 800-348-2551. To reiterate, no sulfur candy to be had at the Uncle Sam's. Susan in Pittsfield. Susan.
Hi. Actually, I'm really enjoying this. You answered that sulfur question for me for years when I had a well. I would occasionally smell that. Now I know what it was from. So thank you for that. My question about chocolate, actually I have two, is one, if at some point in the show, if you can remind me where it is that I can find the habanero butter crunch,
it's Uncle Sam's. Yeah. Do you guys do that too at Krause's?
No, sadly, you have to go to Uncle Sam's.
You
got to
go to Joe's shop.
No,
for that.
Not sadly. I apologize.
Right.
Happily,
sadly, you'll have
you
to
can
go
find
to get
that
pink
at Uncle Sam's
over at Krause's.
Yes. My other question is, quite a while ago, because it's relatively new, but where do you get the ruby chocolate? I couldn't even get a direct from Calibo.
No,
I was going to try a couple things with it, and I had. Can you buy it here now?
Start seeing it, and I. You know what? It just was introduced in January of 2018, and it was in Europe and Japan. I'm just able to get this stuff.
We'll really be a wholesaler.
But you know what? We're going to attempt to first find out what we're going to do with it, and then we're going to see if we can sell it right directly to you so you can play with it.
You know, Susan, I got to say, and I had another little bit of it while you were talking just now. It is, I do not hate white chocolate, but I love this about 10 times as much as I like white chocolate. And it almost has, we're talking about sweetness to it, it almost has a little strawberry taste to it. It's really incredible. I don't know how they do that. Yeah.
Well, I'll have to keep track and find out, because like I said, I tried to get some to play with this, to experiment with it, but I couldn't get it anywhere. And they don't sell it, they weren't selling it direct from the Calibo place.
So, Susan, are you able to get to Krause's Albany? Are you able to get to that shop? It's a hike.
It's not far.
I have it now, and you know what? If you wanted to get some, I could provide it for you.
You know what, Susan? These guys, if I ever let them back on, it'll be a while. You will have done something with this by then, and tell us what recipes you tried or whatever you did, okay?
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Have a great weekend. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. It's Food Friday. We talk candy today with Tom Krause of Krause's Homemade Candy and Joe Serrata of Uncle Sam's. And let's see, we'll go over to line 3 and David in Greenwich. David.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Can you get yourself a speaker, okay?
Yeah, that'd be great. Zach the engineer gets annoyed when you're on speakerphone.
Yes. I was listening to you folks. I love listening to you guys. I'm out there teaching driving lessons all day long.
Ah.
Okay. And you're talking about chocolate and stuff. And you were talking about that moth color candy, not candy, but chocolate. Is that something you folks might introduce maybe as a Valentine idea or 4th July idea?
Well, I think Tom's trying to figure out what the heck to do with it. It's a little different.
I'm taking suggestions, and you know what? Valentine's is a good suggestion.
Sure.
It lends itself. Maybe strawberries.
Yeah,
strawberries, Joe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great idea.
How about melting it on top of bacon?
Anything on bacon is good with me, too.
Chocolate bacon.
Well, yes. David, thank you for the call. And listen, be careful when you're doing the driving lessons not to have your hands on the phone or even be listening to us. You got to focus on the kids.
He might be driving golf balls.
I wonder if he's giving driving tests, which would be even more fun. You know, and dangerous.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Let's go over now to Donna. Donna in Avril Park, you're on.
Oh, this is a wonderful program. Thank you. What I have a suggestion.
Uh-oh.
What if you make candy canes with the white and red chocolate?
Candy canes with white and red chocolate.
It's more of a mauve than a red. I don't know if it's a Christmas color.
Yeah, that's true. I know that you... Sadly, because this is radio, you can't see it.
Yeah.
But Joe's right. It's kind of mauve-ish, and I don't know if that would be Christmas.
Yeah, think of Dusty Rose or mauve.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I'm a little colorblind, Donna.
You know your colors.
I think I like your idea. Go ahead.
Also, what I wanted to tell you is that I always hated white chocolate. I used to call it candle wax. Until I went to Brussels. And in Brussels, I had real white chocolate, and it's nice to know now that
I think we love.
Oh, she's back.
Yeah, it's especially good on the sprouts.
Really? Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
The real white chocolate is good. That's what I always recommend. People try the real stuff because they're used to the junk.
Well,
so if you come to Krause's to Uncle Sam's, get the real white chocolate. It's great.
But how do they tell real white?
They can't tell unless they read the ingredient label.
Do you guys post your ingredients?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But if you go in the supermarket, just like Joe said, it says cocoa butter on the ingredients. It's most likely real. But if it says hydrogenated vegetable oil or palm oil or
any
of that stuff, stay away.
Okay. Let's take a break. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. It's Candy Today, Halloween Candy, with Tom Krause and Joe Serrata. And we'll be back. It's Vox Pop Food Friday. Ray Graff here. Tom Krause of Krause's Homemade Candy and Joe Serrata of Uncle Sam's Candy are here. And they come once a year or so to talk about all the good stuff for Halloween. Although maybe we did one at Valentine's. I don't remember. Did we do one last?
I'm only here once a year.
You're only allowed once a year.
Once a year.
All right, fair enough. This email came in from Karen in Williamstown. A few years ago, I tried making chocolate-covered cherries using Invertase. I had never used it before, but I followed the directions meticulously and was disappointed when it never liquefied. Do you have any tips for me? I don't know where to buy it, so I ordered it on Amazon. Does it expire? Do you know where I can get it? Any other tips? First of all, what is Invertase?
Wow. Great question.
No, I'm asking you that. She knows, presumably.
Okay. So Invertase is a yeast enzyme. And it's a natural thing.
Yeah.
And what it does is when it's cut, when you mix it with sugar and it's cut off from the air or oxygen, it converts the sugars in there to a liquid. And it's very, very helpful in candy making.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, was it Karen?
It was Karen and Williamstown.
Karen had the absolute right idea. And there's a few things that can ruin your Invertase. One is, yes, it does expire. Two, high heat will kill it.
Keep it at between 305 and 307,
no,
presumably?
No, those are good numbers for Buttercrunch, but really bad for Invertase. So Invertase, if you heat it, it's cooked. It's done. And heating it means over 120.
Well, how do you get it to liquefy then if you can't heat it up?
No. It's the mystery of liquid cherries. Do you do liquid cherries?
Yeah.
Yeah? So you use Invertase?
We use fondant and Invertase.
Fondant and Invertase.
I had no idea.
Do they liquefy nicely for you?
They do. They're like after, you know, they have to cure and it takes some time to break down.
Yep.
So
there's
say,
another
I
thing,
want
a few days.
Fresh chocolate covered cherries. No, you don't. You want us to make them and let them store in a cool, dry place for a couple of weeks and then serve them to you.
Yes. It's like fine wine. You need to let it age.
All right, fair enough.
Those sugars have to break down into sugar syrup.
It's a real simple thing, but if maybe your Invertase was bad.
Okay, and this came in via Twitter from Brian. How about chocolate covered cherries with the new Ruby chocolate?
Perhaps
we were thinking about it.
We have to
the
taste
Ruby's,
it. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to test it.
I do know it. I did have it with almonds, toasted almonds.
There you go.
It's excellent. That's a good combination. So it's just going to depend. It's kind of like, you know, if you're a foodie and you like to cook, okay, and you're going to make a vinaigrette, salad, let's just say. And it depends on what kind of vinegar you use.
Oh, my God. That's genius. Right? Throw this in a salad.
So,
throw these chips in a salad.
Hey,
oh, my gosh. There you go.
It's pickled beans, a vegetable. Yep, it's substituted as a vegetable.
You guys are
chocolate.
So smart. All right, our number is 800-348-2551. Let's go to our old buddy Horatio. We haven't heard from him in some time. Horatio and Rhinebeck, you're on.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen. How are you?
Hello.
How are you doing?
All right. Listen, the year is 1949. I'm in Ebbets Field, down the right field line. Me and my old man, my father, Maximilian. I got a handful of Hostess cupcakes.
Yeah.
Hostess cupcakes. Ted Kluszewski hits a line drive to right field. Ferrillo is back against the wall, 296 feet. He catches the ball. As Ferrillo is coming in to go to the dugout, my old man throws him a Hostess cupcake. Carl says, "Thank you very much. I'll take my answer off the air."
You know what? That was really well done.
What was the question?
This is perfect.
This is my friend Horatio.
He calls in. He's a color commentator.
And you know what? He knows his Dodgers, right? He knew the right field line down at the Dodger at the Ebbets Field.
Awesome.
My father-in-law, 93 years old, loved the Dodgers, loved them, and then they moved away.
Did he like the Drake's cakes?
He never mentioned Drake's Cakes.
No?
Yeah.
Because that was a big thing, Lucky Strikes and Drake's Cakes over down at the Ebbets Field.
He was too poor to afford a hostess.
Yeah.
It was absolutely too poor.
Our number is 800-348.
Horatio, you are very fortunate to have the hostess.
It's always great to see Zach the Engineer's expression when Horatio calls in.
He sounds like he had a career in public relations because he wants to talk about what he, you know, steer it back to what you want to talk about. He wants to talk about the Dodgers. Has nothing to do with chocolate, he made it about chocolate.
He talks about all kinds of things. You'd be surprised. Oh, really? Okay. Let's go to Jerry in New Paltz. Jerry, you're on.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Just curious, one of you mentioned earlier that you're selling turtles. Kind of curious, what is a turtle and why is it called a turtle?
Great question.
Ooh. Okay, so a turtle.
Are there actual turtle, like crunchy frog? Is there
a... No animals were ever harmed.
All right, fine.
Okay. So here's a turtle is a trade name for a nut, a caramel, and chocolate combination.
Yeah.
Right? So turtles
pecans,
are a trade
usually,
name.
Right?
They're actually owned. That name is owned by a company called Demets. So we can't call
it. The New York Mets?
No, Demets.
Because we talked about the diet. Okay, gotcha.
Demets.
Okay. Right.
So they will not let us use the term turtle.
So what do you call yours?
I call mine an Urkel.
An Urkel. Well,
that Uncle's make Urkels. Makes no sense at all, but I just
sure
like the
doesn't.
Way it alliterates.
How about
alliterates.
We call ours Critters with a K.
So you really can't? So like there
Krause's
is a,
Critters.
Oh, no.
There's an enforcement unit
yes,
that matches.
Yes, there is.
They'll come
and
out.
Did
I
you
have
ever
been,
get the letter?
I got letters. I got letters from Oreo because I said we make chocolate-covered Oreos, and then I got a letter and a call from Nabisco and told me, and you know, I'm a threat to them.
Big time.
So, so they said cease and desist. And I'm like, well, what do I call it? It's an Oreo.
Right.
Well, you're cooking something, you're making something with it. I don't see how they can.
Oh, they didn't like that. So, what we had to do, and it was kind of funny because we had chocolate covered Oreos.
Yeah.
So, we had to change the sign. It was we had a, arbitration, and the sign had to say, these are chocolate-covered cream wafer cookies made with real Oreos. That was a lot to fit on that little plaque.
And, you know, some lawyer got $197 an hour to come up with that, so that was great.
I'm glad I made somebody happy.
You know, you could have called it Hydrox, right?
Whoa!
800-348-2551 is the number, and let's go to Bill in Rosendale. Bill.
Hi. I'm calling about something I remember more from my childhood, but I have seen it a couple times more recently, only at seashore candy stores, the kind that sell saltwater taffy. But it's a type of lollipop that has it's got a diameter, a flat diameter disc, about 3.5 inches, and it's like a hard, a chewy maple covered in dark chocolate. Are you familiar with something like that?
Yep.
What do they call that? Yeah.
Well, they have that same thing,
molasses.
And you can still get. Yeah, it's a molasses sucker.
Yeah.
And
molasses, right?
You know where they're very popular, and you can get them. And I don't. But I've seen them and I've had them, and I know exactly what you're talking about. They're made in Batavia.
No way.
Is it Batavia Sweets?
Wow.
Now it's.
Amish?
No, it's not. It's up there, right by Buffalo. And it's a buffalo thing. So you can, if you, it's a molasses chew sucker. And
molasses chew.
Yeah.
And
look up.
But it's a disc, like a lolly.
Yep. It's a disc on a stick. And it's often covered in dark chocolate. Mm. And it's very sticky and it'll rip out a few fillings. And
sounds enticing.
And if you want them, you can.
This tastes.
It's Oliver's. There it is.
Oliver's
in Batavia.
Okay.
You can go on the web and
God.
Find that.
Amazing.
There we go.
Oh, thank you so much.
And they do sell them on the Jersey Shore.
They do sell them at the Jersey
Shore. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get a beef on Weck over there in Buffalo, and then you get one of these things, right?
It's like a separate country for
it
food.
Is.
Yeah.
It's
wonderful.
It's very far away. We go to Barbara in Albany. Barbara, you're on. Hello.
I'm just getting off. Hi, I'm getting off the speakerphone.
Oh, Zach appreciates that. Go ahead.
Yeah. People are asking him, where can you get the ruby chocolate?
You see,
I started this.
It's the big thing. I'm going to have some right now.
All right. You know what?
Joe,
are you going to start selling this in your store?
Joe is like rethinking.
I don't think it's going to catch on.
Yeah, but obviously some people want to try it out.
It's intriguing. You know what? And it tastes good, but you know that doesn't mean it's going to be a good seller.
Well, when I get back to the shop, we'll figure out how much it costs, and we'll get some bulk out there.
The co-op.
You think
yeah,
the co-op will
exactly.
Have this?
Did you hear that?
Do they have it at the co-op?
I've had it, and I'm trying to think where I had it or I got it from, and I think it was probably Honest Wheat Co-op.
Yeah, did you like it, Barbara? Did you like it?
Yeah, I like dark chocolate better. But wow. I didn't think much of it because it was not – I didn't know it was a big deal. You know?
Yeah, I think they'll try it once. Some people will buy it again. I don't think it's going to be
like – Oh, yeah.
I really like a peanut butter and jelly truffle with this. I really like that idea.
Yeah. Well, Barbara, thanks a lot for that.
Two or three items that it would be great in.
It's what you need, right?
Can you work it into a butter crunch?
You know, I don't know if it's going to – the notes – But I could try.
Do you
it.
Have some plane that you can just stick it on right now?
We could do
what,
that.
What's that.
Oh my gosh, this
take
is exciting!
This
Adventures
stick
in Radio.
There.
So
Let's
we're going to take a piece
one.
Of butter
Here,
crunch.
Here, take that.
Okay, here.
And
you taste it.
Make Joe try
it. Put that in half for me.
Okay. This is good stuff. Now I wish you could see this, but it's radio, and they're putting chips
we're actually
on.
We're making like
little sandwich.
It kind of reminds you when you were a little kid and went to McDonald's and put the French fries on your hamburger. Well, that's kind of what we're doing.
I never did that. And here he goes. And
I never did that.
Now they're both trying it, and they're chewing, and they're not they're not talking with their mouths full. So we'll just we'll vamp for a moment. Where's Horatio when you need him? 800-348-2551. All right.
Just a side note: delicious butter crunch, Joe.
It is
delicious.
Great butter crunch. And so, what do you think with the ruby chips on the top?
I think it's better with dark chocolate.
Okay.
Anyway,
I have to say
my own opinion.
I would probably prefer it with milk chocolate.
Okay, fair enough. Let's go.
Not sure about that.
Let's go back to the phones and Marla in Falls Village. Hello, Marla.
Hello, boys and girls.
How you doing?
Hello, Marla.
Hi there. I had a cat. I didn't know what to name, but she was white, rust-colored, and black. And I went into an ice cream shop, and they explained what a turtle sundae was vanilla ice cream with hot fudge. And caramel ice cream. So I named the cat Turtle Sunday.
Nice.
I had a problem when I went to the vet, and they said, "You're bringing food?"
I'm bringing a Turtle Sunday, right. That's funny.
Good show. I'm running out to the store now to get some candy.
Well, thanks, Marla. Remember to brush tonight. Thank you very much for the call. And let's go to Jesse in Niskayuna. Jesse, you're up.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Good. Can you turn your radio down just a little bit?
Okay. No, yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I'm in the car. I wanted to just talk a little bit about being a former employee at Krause's. Say it was probably over. No. It's good.
Jesse.
No, I was there for the holiday season, and then unfortunately, Mr. Krause took me in the back and said, "We're not going to keep you through the holiday after the holidays." But it was a great opportunity, and I know my fellow employees and I lived on those chocolate covered graham crackers in the morning.
Oh.
Chip, so.
It's an excellent, excellent food. And thank you for those kind words. And I apologize that we weren't able to go longer.
Well, you know, you add people at the holiday time. And Jesse, thanks
That's
for
true.
The call. And so I'm sure it was nothing personal.
That's
right?
That's true. We do take on seasonal temporary. Help. Part-time for Christmas. It's
Isn't it
the only
fun
way to, do it.
To be on the air and you never know what's going to happen? Right? Okay. Where's Horatio?
Oh,
Let's
boy.
Get him back on. Diana and Dalton. Diana, you're on.
Hi, Ray and everybody. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I have a theory about why the dark chocolate is becoming more popular.
Why is that?
There are more people that are conscious of not eating animal products, and I believe a lot of the dark chocolates don't have milk. And
yeah, that's true.
Butter.
I see Tom nodding his head.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, that there's some of the like the semi sweets, which are not as dark as the bittersweets, but the semi sweets have some butter fat in them sometimes. And
right.
So if you're really a stickler, you've got that butter fat. But as you go up in cocoa, the chocolate liquor content, where you know like your 60s, your 70s, your 80% cacao. Cacao.
No cows in that.
No cacao's in cows.
Right.
Okay.
I guess that's, you know,
yeah, then
I'm
you don't have any.
I'm working on veganism, and I'm realizing that everything has some kind of animal in it that I'm used to.
Well, you know how we try to reduce our carbon footprint? Well, a lot of us are also reducing our animal footprint.
Yeah.
Okay, our animal intake. Yeah, so dark chocolate, better than milk chocolate. Yeah. You're using less animal products. So it's a matter of degrees. I have a good friend who's been a vegan for years, one of my best friends, actually. And he used to love to lecture people about it. This true story. And, you know, it was almost insufferable, but I love him because like a brother. But he then came to the realization. He said, you know, animals had to die for me to get my vegetables on my plate. You know, sometimes the farmer has to shoot the deer or the bugs get squashed on the windshield. Different things like that. And he said, so it's a matter of degrees in the world. And the same thing goes in this case.
Just one more aspect of that is, though, that your body does respond differently when it has animal product. Like your blood responds differently. So I think it's even more than just your concept of not killing animals, but how you feel.
So just look for dark chocolates that are above 70% cocoa solids.
The cocoa solids. Now, do you think that the dark chocolate is really popular because Americans especially like things to the max? And if you're getting up there with dark chocolate, the cocoa content goes higher. What's the highest cocoa content you can get?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I have 73, but I mean, I guess... Right, it's like
my mother-in-law likes 90 plus, and you can get it.
It's bitter,
and it's like eating dirt. I'm sorry, but there are definitely people that love it.
Well, people like dirt. This is from this is from Cindy in Catskill. Please talk about how you source your chocolate to discourage child and forced labor in the countries in which cocoa is grown.
That's a good question, because we're always trying to do something ethical. We're trying to buy ethically. We're trying to deal with companies that are, you know, paying wages to people, farmers, workers. Unfortunately, products that are imported or grown in equatorial Africa or South America, Central America, we don't have the same enforcement mechanisms in those countries that we have in America for fair labor standards and things like that, unionization, whatnot. So as the third world develops and we're becoming more of a global economy, we're seeing more of that, but we don't have the same kind of controls you might have over, say, a farm in New York where we get our maple syrup, for instance. So I think it's a matter of degrees, and we're moving towards that. We try to look and find out from the company representatives what they're doing to help people rather than to exploit people. And I think that that's a growing part of our consciousness.
Yeah, and it's great. It's getting much better.
Yeah.
Like Joe said, because of people like yourself and consumers are pressuring companies and these. We don't import our own beans. We're too small.
Right.
So we have to go through big companies. And we have to, like Joe said, we have to rely on them to do the right thing. And we are putting pressure on those companies. And we're saying, you have to support a living wage. You have to have sustainability. And every other year you have a story about, oh, we're not going to have any chocolate anymore because the trees are going down.
Yeah.
We have to have sustainability or else we won't have it. And we have to, even though it's like Joe said, these countries are third world countries. There's practices over there that we would be appalled at. But it's getting better. And the reason why is because of pressure from consumers that put pressure on companies like us. And then we put pressure on the big importers.
So it's market forces at work. Capitalism can work.
I see it working. Yeah. I see it working.
We also see, even if you go beyond that and you start looking into some of the ingredients, we talked about GMO coming up before, okay? The dark chocolate we sell, the extra dark, we call it triple X dark chocolate, okay? It's a 73%, and it's made with a non-GMO lecithin, okay?
Yeah.
It's made from sunflowers. And so we're seeing more of that. We're seeing more vegan products. We're seeing more organic products. And they also are going towards all natural flavors. So the big companies are shifting their paradigm towards pleasing the consumers in that manner.
Guys, it was great to have you here today. Support comes from Dr. Theta Patterson at Associates, a medical practice specializing in dermatology and dermatologic surgery, serving the Capital Region and surrounding areas since 1995. When it comes to skin, this practice is in THETA Patterson.com. Troy Waterfront Farmers Market, outdoor market celebrating 20 years every Saturday, 9 to 2 on River Street, moving indoors to the atrium on November 2nd. TroyMarket.org. Rolling Rock Farm Salt and Seasoning, Sheffield, Massachusetts. Handcrafted in small batches, infused sea salts, peppers, and spices featuring specialty and custom blend salt box gift sets for holiday gifting. Mail order at rollingrocksalt.com. And UHY Advisors, accountants and tax advisors to business, government, and not-for-profits, serving the Capital Region for over 50 years, uhy-us.com. Thanks to Tom Krause and Joe Serrata. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Kayleen White for answering the call, Zach Malloy, our engineer, Jim Lavoulis, our producer. I'm Ray Graff. Have a great weekend. See you Monday at 2.